German authorities have decided not to ask that alleged al-Qaeda member Ramzi bin al-Shibh be extradited from Pakistan. Bin al-Shibh is believed to be one of the principals behind the September 11th attacks. He was arrested in Pakistan last week. He had lived in Hamburg prior to last September and had been charged by Germany for his alleged role in the plot. Germany's move clears the way for the U.S. to request that bin al-Shibh be tried in this country. In the Buffalo, New York suburb of Lackawanna, residents woke to more details about the five local men arrested Friday. The men are charged with supporting terrorism after allegedly training in al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan. All are American-born U.S. citizens. In their 20s, all are of Yemeni descent. Four of the five graduated from Lackawanna High School. Reporter Lou Michelle of the Buffalo News spent the weekend talking with several of their families and neighbors and found the men sound very much like typical Americans.
Yassin Tahar was voted the friendliest in his high school class from 1996. Shafal Mosid, one of the best goalies at Lackawanna High School. Fahim Alwan, he was a counselor for disadvantaged children. Aya Goba, who was recently married, and he was rehabbing a house that he bought within the community. Their roots go very deep in Lackawanna. They're proud of their neighborhood. They have a mosque right in the heart of it. You know, one of the things they said to me, they corrected me yesterday when I said, was this individual a member of the mosque? I said, there are no members here. Anyone is free to come here and worship. They consider themselves, though tight-knit, an open community.
The FBI started looking at this group of men, we hear, anywhere from 5 to 6 months ago. And at some point, they learned that they had traveled to Afghanistan. Can you tell me how the FBI came across this information or how this word got out?
Well, we were told by one of the leaders of the Arab American community in Lackawanna that it was members of the community that came forward to law enforcement and said that they had seen suspicious activity among some of the members. And that's what prompted the investigation. You hear anywhere from 6 months ago to right around 9/11, 2001. The FBI went to them, and they said that they had gone over to Pakistan to further their Islamic studies. But the FBI managed to get a couple of the uncharged co-conspirators to reveal that they actually, once in Pakistan, traveled to Afghanistan, to safe houses, and finally to the terror camps. So then they go back to Fahim Alwan and put the squeeze on him. Fahim fesses up, yes, we did, and told the FBI that he saw all of his acquaintances at the camp. At one point, he said that Osama bin Laden had given a speech about the alliance of the Islamic Jihad and al-Qaeda, espousing anti-United States and anti-Israeli sentiments.
This is what the government is alleging.
Yes.
There's a significant Yemeni population in Lackawanna. They've been there for a while. They came in as steel workers. It's a very tight-knit community. Tell me what this kind of revelation must be doing to the people there.
They're just simply shocked. The father-in-law of Yahya Goba said to me, if any of my sons or my son-in-law was involved in that, I would want nothing to do with them. I would totally disown him. They think it's wrong, random killing of people through terrorism.
What about people in the Buffalo community at large? This sort of is not the first time.
We had a son of middle-class suburbia, Timothy McVeigh, commit, just prior to 9/11, the worst act of domestic terrorism, slaughtering 168 people at the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. I think it really opened our eyes as Americans that terrorism can come from any corner. It can creep out of anywhere. Having said that, if it is true, the government allegations against them, it's going to be a blow to our self-image.
Lou, thank you for talking to us today.
Oh, you're very welcome, Carla.
Reporter Lou Michelle of the Buffalo News.